This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night. Oh, the video.
If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Hello, one and all. Good evening, a big welcome. Thanks so much for being here. Straight after the news at 6, it's Tuesday evening, which can mean only one thing. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, now with you on Phoenix FM up until 8 o'clock tonight. And as ever, loads of great stuff going on tonight. Some tracks, many of which have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners. Stay tuned to see if yours makes it into the show. And they will be following the relevant theme of the evening. We'll squeeze in some celebrity birthdays. It's very important that fairly early on I give you information about the Soft Drink World Cup quarterfinals, and who knows whether Bicklol will be back again tonight. So don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. And ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Spread the word. Tell your friends. All join in the fun on a Tuesday early evening. Here on Phoenix, it's the show that goes like this. If someone messages me, anything could happen. I could go off at a tangent. Who knows, I could play a random track I wasn't expected to play. Ben Sim Radio is my Twitter handle, and Ben Simmons Radio, you can join me on Facebook. If you have Mixcloud, search for Phoenix 98 FM on there and join in the webcam feed to the studio. It's literally all happening. What's going on the 2nd of November? Well, did you know there's a couple of wacky ones? It's Practice Being Psychic Day today. So whether you are psychic or not, just practice it. Have a go. It's also Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day. Those people that give you the traffic news all across the airwaves. It's a day to celebrate those people, so well done to all of them. But most excitingly for me today, it is Look for Circles Day. Just looking around the studio, I can see a lot of circles everywhere. Our speaker monitors, they have circles on them. The computer screen, I'm looking at Facebook now. Everybody's profile picture in thumbnails is shown as a circle. The webcam that links to the Mixcloud, that's got a circular lens. So many circles. If you look down on above from the from above on the bottle of hand sanitizer, that would be circular. We have a thing that lets you know if the telephone in the studio is ringing. The light that lights up on that is circular. I've got a mug of tea. Obviously, you look down on a mug, that's circular. So many things in our lives are circular, and we're embracing that tonight. It's Look for Circles Day. Wherever you are right now, look around your home. Look for circles. If you're not at home, look for circles wherever you are. If you're still at work, if you're in a car, if you're on public transport, whatever the heck you're doing, look for circles. So all the tracks you hear tonight have something to do with circles in them, and I am going to enjoy a couple of them that are very, very tenuous. Some of them are quite obvious, some of them are very tenuous as we progress through the show. I'm going to try and play as many of your suggestions as possible. So firstly, to get us going musically on the show tonight, a big thanks to Sue Burton and Steve Hewlett, independently of each other, who suggested at some point this evening I play this one by the Beach Boys. Yes. Can you guess what's coming? It's not Hotel California. That's not circular, is it? To the best of my knowledge, I get around.
Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
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 never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I think that was a good funky start there on this Tuesday evening's episode of the show that goes like this, where we are looking for circles all throughout the next couple of hours up till 8 o'clock. Although, straight away, I am going to whet your appetite about the Soft Drink World Cup, because it's more important than ever than you vote early on in the show. We're most definitely getting to the latter knockout stages now. Only 8 competitors left, one of which will be crowned Phoenix FM's favourite soft drink, or the show that goes like this at least. And the final 8 were Lilt, Fanta, Dr. Pepper, Ribena, Lucozade, Cherry Coke, Orangina, and Lipton's Iced Tea. Well, in the round of 16, Lipton's Iced Tea took on Coke Zero, got an equal number of votes. Shockingly, lots had to be drawn. Yes, there were no penalties in this World Cup. Lipton's Iced Tea, the minnow, has made it through to the quarterfinals, and you'd say, getting a draw against Orangina, anything could happen. Could really Lipton's Iced Tea be in the semi-finals, the top 4 favourite soft drinks? Anyway, that's up to you guys. I'm encouraging you to vote now, because voting will close in about 1 hour's time from now. And they're all very close, so get on there and cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio. The polls are only available on my Twitter profile. You can do hashtag Soft Drink World Cup, or you can go to at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter and check down the profile for those 4 quarterfinal polls. So just to let you know, quarterfinal 1 is Lilt versus Fanta. At the moment, Fanta slightly ahead. Quarterfinal 2, Dr. Pepper versus Ribena. At the moment, Ribena slightly ahead. Quarterfinal 3, Lucozade versus Cherry Coke. At the moment, Cherry Coke slightly ahead. And quarterfinal 4, the minnows, Orangina versus Lipton's Iced Tea. At the moment, Orangina ahead. It's up to you to change things if you feel strongly about it. Your favourite soft drink in those situations, you can only choose one of the two. Which would you choose? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, please cast your votes. You've got an hour. If you feel very strongly about it, retweet the poll. Get your friends involved. You know, we've got up until 7:10 tonight before voting closes, and I can announce the 4 semi-finalists in the Soft Drink World Cup. The excitement is almost tangible. I'm all of a daze, really. I'm spinning round. Well, someone spun me round. Like a record.
Rockets, 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 rockets. Name. Well, I can trace your private number, baby.
Phoenix FM.
Dead or Alive's classic, You Spin Me Round Brackets Like a Record, if you want to be absolutely correct with it. That was played thanks to the suggestions of Laurie Foker and Jodie Young, so thanks to both of you for suggesting that one. A couple of good messages came in while those minutes were interrupted by that track. Bobo Roberts has said, my glasses are round as well. Absolutely, thanks for pointing that out. And then on the Mixcloud web chat, Alex Caffert Zoglu says, I knew it wouldn't be Hotel California by the Beach Boys because it's not circular and it's not by the Beach Boys. Excellent point, Alex. Thanks so much indeed. I think I was confusing myself between California Girls and, I don't know, Good Vibrations? Who knows? But I got overexcited. Maybe a little bit of Surfing USA was thrown in there by me. Anyway, yes, you're right. None of those things would have been circular, but I Get Around by the Beach Boys is, and that's all that made sense. Not that everything always makes sense on the show that goes like this, and if I ever don't make sense, I'm glad to be called out on it, so thank you, Alex, for doing that. and do feel free to join in the chat. If you're on Mixcloud, search for Phoenix 98 FM. You'll see our logo there. That has circles in it, a circle near the end of it, and the O in the word Phoenix is circular, isn't it? And the O's in the middle of the 8 of 98. So many circles in our lives. Do we even know? Do we even care? Are we interested in any way whatsoever? Anyway, however you're here tonight, thanks so much for joining in. Do feel free. Send me messages. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Mixcloud, you can join in the chat if you have a Mixcloud account. And if you're my friend on Facebook, you can send me personal messages as well. Crikey, there's so many ways to get in touch. And Bobo Roberts, regular friend of the show and listener, says, I've spent most of my life performing in a ring, and I suppose you could say people might be suffering. Yes, indeed, a fabulous professional clown, Bobo Roberts. I must tell you all, and you, Bobo, I did a job over Halloween weekend where I had to be a scare actor at various venues all over the UK the weekend, three different venues, but I was a scary clown. So I had to do slightly demented makeup and have fake blood on myself. Not real blood, that would have been horrendous, but it was quite a lot of fun scaring people. I enjoyed it. I know you don't do that, Bobo, at Halloween. You're a lovely clown, so to speak. But there you go, just thought I'd share that with you. I have got some experience of wearing a clown costume, at the very least, but nothing like the level of experience or expertise of Bobo. So, right, let's get some more music on then. Don't forget, cast your vote, Soft Drink World Cup, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, or hashtag Soft Drink World Cup. You will find the poll. They're only available on Twitter. You can't get to them from Facebook. If you want to cast a vote, you must get yourself on the Twitterverse. Right, well, we've had Beach Boys, we've had Dead or Alive, many of which lovely listeners suggested those, and this next one was extremely popular. Remember, the songs today are all to do with circles, because the 2nd of November is Look for Circles Day. And this next one, all independently of each other, Charlotte Mulcair, Gillian Roberts, Kishan Patney and Davey B all want to hear a bit of Elton. They're hankering after the Lion King.
Yeah.
side. And some of us soar to the stars. And some of us sail through our trouble. Some have to live with the scars. Never be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps grabbing some more of the endless round in the circle of life. Is the wheel of fortune in the leap of faith.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Classic Elton John, Circle of Life. Thanks to everybody that wanted to hear that one. Why am I playing that? If you've just joined us, where have you been for the first 20 minutes of the show? Outrageous. I'll let you off, though. Just don't go anywhere now, at least up until 8 o'clock. But then even after that, there's great programmes on after me. I recommend you stay here for the entire evening, past midnight. You know, forget about going to bed. Keep it Phoenix FM. Anyway, it's the 2nd of November, which happens to be Look for Circles Day. That's what we're doing musically, and probably in between a lot of the tracks as well. I'll be talking to you about circular things. I've just issued a challenge on my Facebook profile. I will share it to my radio page as well, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, asking you to come up with a definitive list. Well, what things we use, slash eat, slash see all the time are circular. Comment on that post, you will get a shout out on the radio. All that comes to my mind straight away, pizzas, they're circular, aren't they? Coins, they're circular. What other circular things are there? The dots on a twister mat. That is what I love about the random things that come into my brain. I had to think of three circular things, could have picked anything in the world. I've gone for pizza, coins, and the dots on a twister mat. What is going on in my head? It's probably best we don't delve any further, to be honest. But if you want to put a little comment, get yourself onto Ben Simmons Radio on my personal Ben Simmons page on Facebook. It's got a little avatar of me asking a question by a blackboard. Please comment below there. Hit me up with a huge list of circular things. Let's go for it. Because today is Look for Circles Day. We're doing it musically thanks to your suggestions, and if anybody comments on that Facebook post, I'll give them a shout out as well. Now, this is something a bit weird. Get ready. Outside the realm of mathematics, a perfect circle cannot exist. It's depressing when you hear that, isn't it? Anything in the world that you think is perfectly circular, it literally isn't. From subatomic particles to carefully built structures, nothing in the physical world passes the perfect circle test, where every point on the circumference is exactly equidistant from the circle's centre. Some natural occurrences and human-made buildings get extremely close, but if you're talking to, I don't know, hundredths of a millimetre and things like that, then no perfect circle exists in the real world. There's a shocker. I was a little bit distressed to realise that, but it's true. Now, time for another track before we all get too morose about the fact that circles don't really exist. And here's a track that was extremely popular. Lots of people suggested this one. Patrick Schering, our very own Phoenix FM's Patrick Schering, Charlie Bowyer, Paul Saunders, Bruce Stratton, Carol Deber, all independently of each other, suggested this one. When we're thinking about things that go around, make a circular shape, the windmills of your mind was a popular choice. Over to Noel Harrison then.
A circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song. I've remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the colour of her hair. A circle in a spiral, a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Phoenix FM.
Noel Harrison's Windmills of Your Mind, a very popular choice amongst my listeners and people who commented on social media in the run-up to the show suggesting tracks for tonight. So thank you very much to everybody. I think it was Patrick Schering actually, suggested the Dusty Springfield version of that. But I wanted to go for the classic Noel Harrison effort. There we go, Windmills of Your Mind. Windmills make a circular shape even though they're not actually circular. There we go. As has been proven by my exhaustive research, nothing in the natural, real, existing world is circular. It only exists for the purposes of mathematics. Craziness! Now, having said that, this is according to my research, a fascination and interest in circles predates recorded history, with many ancient cultures finding approximations for pi, the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter, thousands of years before mathematicians gave it that name. And because of their symmetry, circles were seen as representations of the divine and natural balance in ancient Greece. Later on, the shape would become a vital foundation for the wheel and other simple machines. More on the wheel in a minute, based on my Facebook request. A focus on circles is evident among structures built throughout history. Although the meaning of its design is still being deciphered, Göbekli Tepe, a series of stone circles in Turkey, is the oldest known temple, built 6,000 years prior to Stonehenge, which is another famous circle. The shape marks many more important gathering places used by diverse cultures as centres of worship, governance, and even spectacle. There we go. So, my challenge was to get people to list things that are circular, that we use all the time in everyday life or we see very regularly. Straight away, Alex Kafetzoglu and Paul Milton have nipped in there with some great suggestions. Alex says the round window on Play School was circular. Very good point. And Paul Milton says a car's steering wheel. See, we mentioned wheels. Clearly, without the wheel, where would society be? But a steering wheel, yes, tyres, absolutely. A frisbee, I like that, good shout. CD, vinyl records and the moon. Lots of suggestions from Paul Milton. Sue Burton's just come in with plates, coasters and clocks. Yes, I'm hoping by the end of tonight we'll have a phenomenal list. That's the dream at the very least, anyway. But thank you to everybody who's commenting there on social media. It's fabulous that you're getting involved. We love a bit of interactivity on the show that goes like this. More information about circles coming in the next hour and a half. As I will be shunning the fact it's practice being psychic day today and broadcast traffic professionals day. All those people that bring you those bulletins, hopefully trying to help you avoid problems and keep you moving on your routes around the country. But it's Look for Circles Day, more importantly on this show. Here's a slightly tenuous one, which I enjoyed, and it was suggested by Morgan Hollywood. So well done to you, Morgan. It's Sugar Babes, it's Push the Button. Nice work.
His body, I can't resist it. No.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. That was Sugar Babes and Push the Button. I feel duty bound, rather than talking about circles, to urge you to vote in the Soft Drink World Cup. Thanks to those of you that have voted. Quite a few votes have come in since we last mentioned it on the air about 15 minutes or so ago. It'd be nice to get a few more before those votes close in 34 minutes time, something like that. All I'm going to say, in the four quarterfinals at the minute, they're all very close, except Orangina versus Lipton's Iced Tea. It does look as though the dream is over for Lipton's Iced Tea. They're currently being trounced 80% to 20% votes-wise. Whether that will change in the next 34 minutes, who knows? Lucozade versus Cherry Coke is very close, but Cherry Coke has edged ahead. Dr. Pepper versus Ribena is neck and neck at the moment. Wow. And Lilt versus Fanta. Fanta very slightly ahead. But who knows, it could all change. Hashtag Soft Drink World Cup. Get yourself on Twitter, search for it. You'll find the quarterfinals and you can cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And I do encourage you to share the polls, to encourage your friends to vote. Get them involved as well. Let's get a few more votes trickling in before the voting closes in just over 30 minutes time. Very, very exciting on the show that goes like this tonight. Now, when I asked for suggestions that link to the fact that it is Look for Circles Day today, it caused a veritable furore on social media. It was blowing up this afternoon, which was fabulous of all you guys. Thank you so much for making the effort to post. And not one track by the Sugar Babes is enough. I thought, when there's another track by the Sugar Babes that's appropriate, let's make them concurrent. And I didn't expect to use the word concurrent on tonight's show. But thanks to Stuart Lachland and Graham Long, the Sugar Babes are back straight away again. Push the Button has a button in the title, which is clearly round. Then they went even more obvious. They knew it was going to be Look for Circles Day and radio stations were going to play their tracks. It's the Sugar Babes with Round Round. Ridiculously obvious, ladies. Well done, though.
See how I've done without you, love that I
Phoenix FM.
Sugar Babes once again with Round Round. Well done to everybody who suggested tracks tonight. Now, if you are listening live, here is my live challenge for this evening. I have said on my Facebook page, what things we use, eat, slash see all the time are circular. So what things we use or eat or see all the time are circular. Leave no stone unturned. Go. The challenge is, whatever list is created at the end of the show, off the top of my head, I'm going to try and think of five things that aren't mentioned on that list. If I can do it, I've beaten all the listeners. If I can't do it, all the listeners have beaten me. So, you know, it's going to have to be an exhaustive list. Good luck, everybody. There's already quite a lot on there, actually. I'm getting concerned. So hang on, let me get them all up so I can faithfully read them out. We already had some from Alex Caffert-Zoglum and Paul Milton, and then Sue Burton. Now, Gillian Roberts has said lids, plates, smoke alarms, hula hoops, wedding rings. Yes. She's also added a few more plug holes, plugs. I like this. Captain America's shield. I'm loving the random nature of this tonight. And then Paul Milton's back with a bubble, the Starbucks logo, the Pepsi logo, a dartboard. I still think at the moment I'm going to be okay, but, you know, it's up to you to add to the list or encourage more people to add to the list. So whether I can think of five things off the top of my head that aren't on that list whatsoever that are circular by the end of the programme, that's my me versus the listeners challenge for tonight. Good luck, everyone. I'm counting on you all. 25 minutes left of voting time in the Soft Drink World Cup quarterfinals. And this is what I love as well. I just had a message from a friend of the show, Rachel Woollett, on social media. And she said, I hope you're going to play Steeler's Wheel and Stuck in the Middle with You, because wheel obviously is circular. Nobody had mentioned it out of the many, many, many of you that had mentioned tracks. Nobody went for that one. Well done, Rachel Woollett. You've made it onto the airwaves straight away. Does everybody still associate this with Reservoir Dogs and violence, or do they just love the track? I associate it with singing karaoke at a job I did in Brighton. Steeler's Wheel.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle. Started out with nothing, and you found it yourself, man. And you
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm enjoying tonight's show. I'm enjoying the challenge element to it now. Lots of suggestions coming in on the Facebook post asking for things we use slash eat slash see all the time that are circular. Alex Kafetzoglu has said, the saucer section on Star Trek's USS Enterprise, like it. Rachel Willett said, frying pan, saucepan, washing machine window, colander, tea light, my mum's cake tin. I'm basically just going around my kitchen. Then Alex Kafetzoglu says again, polo mints. And I feel apologies are due to David Pink, who's been joining in on Twitter. And until now, I failed to mention him because I was getting overexcited about the Soft Drink World Cup polls. I failed to notice David Pink's retweets and general enjoyment of the show. Thank you so much. He has said he's loving the show. He suggested a track that will feature later, David. So well done for suggesting that. He said, what about a plug hole? What about Bon Jovi's album, The Circle? And what about the main biggest circle, the planet we infest? I think that's a choice word there with the COP26 going on, isn't it? Infest. We're ruining it. Let's make it better. But thanks, David. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for tuning in. Absolutely marvellous. Right. More music coming. How is it 50 minutes past six already? Nobody ever says that, do they? Nobody says 50 minutes past six coming up. They say 10 to 7. I'm going against the grain this evening, which is up to me, really, isn't it? Okay, let's have another one. Let's have something from Johnny Cash, shall we? We've had Steeler's Wheel interrupting the general run of things, thanks to Rachel Willett. But Johnny Cash was suggested by Graham Long. Ring of Fire! Good suggestion.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Phoenix FM.
Johnny Cash and Ring of Fire, thanks to Graham Long. Fabulous. So there's loads of ways to be interactive on tonight's show. And I do like it when my listeners get interactive. Thanks to everybody who's been messaging so far this evening. and lots of people trying to make an exhaustive list of circular things to give me problems at the end of the show. It's me versus the listeners who's going to be victorious. It's a new feature that's just come to me now. I'm enjoying it. And thanks for the people who are taking up the challenge. Also, Soft Drink World Cup voting will close in less than 30 minutes. So there's one of them that is actually literally neck and neck after all the votes that have come in. It's incredible. So there are four quarterfinals. We've got Lilt versus Fanta. Lilt is ahead. Dr. Pepper versus Ribena. It's even Stevens at the moment. Lucozade versus Cherry Coke. Cherry Coke is ahead. Orangina versus Lipton's iced tea. Orangina way ahead. If you want to change things, not very long left to vote or to tell other people to vote. Only available on at Bensim Radio on Twitter. So yes, heartily recommend you get involved and enjoy yourselves totally on there. If you're joining me on the webcam feed, you may know that I've just been annoyed by a fly that's flown into the studio and been in my general vicinity. If you want to see that and more, it's Phoenix 98 FM on Mixcloud. If you have a Mixcloud account, then you can join in the chat on the side on the Mixcloud page there, as Paul Milton has just done. I know Alex and Paul are there this evening, thanks to you gentlemen, amongst others. And yeah, let's keep it going, and I'm going to keep trying to get as many of your suggested tracks on the air as possible. Here's one that was suggested by many people independently of each other. Leanne Simpson, Charlotte Mulcair, Bobo Roberts, Georgie Green and Cindy Wilson all would like to hear this effort. From Belinda Carlisle. Classic. Circle in the Sand. Great suggestion, guys.
Sundown all around, walking through the summer sand. Waves crash, baby, don't look back. I won't walk away again. In the salty air, day breaks, my heart aches. I will wait for you right here. Baby, can you hear me?
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this, with Ben Simmons approaching half-time this evening. The second hour of the show is due very shortly. And Ben's challenge against the listeners is well underway. Oh, yes. I'm going to give you an exhaustive list of what I've got to contend with now. If you're wondering what this is about, if you just joined us, I put a post up on my Facebook profile. What things we use, slash eat, slash see all the time are circular. Leave no stone unturned. Comment below. And my challenge is, after reading through all your comments in around about 50 minutes' time, I've got to come up with 5 circular things that you haven't mentioned in that list. And I believe I can do it, but who knows? Will I be able to? Will the listeners have beaten me? Or will I emerge victorious from this challenge? And so far, thanks to Alex Cafferzoglu, we've got the round window on Play School. Thanks to Paul Milton, we've got a steering wheel, tyres, Frisbee, CD, vinyl records and the moon. Sue Burton says plates, coasters and clocks. Gillian Roberts says lids, plates, smoke alarms, hula hoops, wedding rings. Also plug holes, plugs and Captain America's shield. Paul Milton back with a bubble, the Starbucks logo, the Pepsi logo and a dartboard. Alex Cafferzoglu, the saucer section on the USS Enterprise. Rachel Woollett says frying pan, saucepan, washing machine, window, colander, tea lights and my mum's cake tin. Alex says polo mints. Rachel says a football. Graham Long joins in the chat with the sun, the moon and the earth. Bobo Roberts back in with... There's a link to your soft drink World Cup and circles because of ring pulls on the cans. I like it. Graham Long back with plates, bowls and sink plug holes. Alex Cafferzoglu again with pumpkins, particularly the two that trick and treaters have discarded at the end of my garden path. Outrageous. Gillian Roberts back in with fruit pastels, onion rings and Arthur's table. Loving the randomness, Jill. That's brilliant. John Hutchinson says coins. And then my dad has weighed in and just puts my navel. Thanks, Dad, for that extra suggestion there. And then now he's put our coffee table. Clearly just looking around the house at circular things. But, you know, it's all part of the challenge, so I welcome it. Well done. Okay. Right, more music coming. We're approaching, yes, we are into the second half of the show. That means the votes on the Soft Drink World Cup will close in about 15 minutes' time. You've not got long left. Get in there. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, cast your votes. It's all happening tonight. It's very interactive, thanks to you guys. Now it's time for a track suggested by... Hang on, who suggested this one? Oh, Stuart James. Well done, sir. It's Kylie. It's Gold Hot Pants. She's spinning around. Of course, you can enjoy this track without thinking of the video in any way whatsoever. That's what I'm doing.
Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. And don't forget, voting on the Soft Drink World Cup is only going to be around for about another 15 minutes or so, maybe just under now. You're going to have to be quick. It's all very... Well, there are clear leaders in each category, except for Dr. Pepper and Ribena. Still locked, neck and neck, with votes trickling in. If you feel strongly and prefer Dr. Pepper over Ribena or Ribena over Dr. Pepper, you need to cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. It's only available on Twitter. Just a quick open up of an app, a quick alternative tab on a laptop or device, and just get on there and cast a very quick one-click vote or one-tap vote. Get in there. Soft Drink World Cup quarterfinals only active for about another 12 minutes or so, and then it will be results time. They will be announced live on this show. So many exciting things going on. All your suggestions for circular related tracks, because it's Look for Circles Day tonight. I've now got a challenge going with me versus the listeners as well. Soft Drink World Cup knockout stages getting further and further down the line. I haven't even thought about celebrity birthdays. We'll do that after the next track, shall we? Go on then. Okay, time for another one now. And here, with Rubber Ball, it's Bobby V.
Rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. I'm like a rubber ball, baby. That's all that I am to you. Just a rubber ball, cause you think you can be true to two.
Bouncy, 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 bouncy.
You bounce my heart around.
You don't even put her down.
And like a rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. If you stretch my love till it's thin enough to tear, stretch my arms to reach you anywhere. And like a rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you. You
FM.
That takes us back a little bit, doesn't it? Bobby V and Rubber Ball. Remember, thanks to the glory of the show that goes like this, we're not constrained by genre or time of release of any track. If they're appropriate to the theme we're currently talking about, it could feature on this very show. And pretty much all of the rest of them tonight have been suggested by you lovely Leg End listeners. But who's going to be victorious at the end of the show? Will it be me or will it be the listeners in the Ben versus the Listeners Challenge? Can I think of five round things you see every day, see or eat or deal with every day that you haven't mentioned in the exhaustive list on Facebook? Lots have come in. My parents are really trying to ruin it for me this evening. My mum's put the green on light on the shredder. That is random. I love it. My dad's put a dimmer switch and the bits you push out of a metal switch box to allow the cable through. I would never have said that. Is that something you deal with every day? Okay. Gillian Roberts has said, Bailey Roberts says, donuts, Skittles, my dad's clown nose, birthday badge, and the number zero. Nice work, Bailey. And my mum's back in with a globe, an Alexa, a tin of Duraglit, the little round silver box with a wooden mouse in it, my eyes, my wall clock, and the torchlight lens end. Wow, it's getting involved. Paul Milton back in with a compass, a mirror, a wreath, a football, a tennis ball, a snooker ball. He's trying to give me no options sports-wise. Oh, I like that from Sue Burton. The M25-ish. That's a little bit more random and out there, but well done, Sue. I like it. Well done to everybody who's making those suggestions. Your song suggestions have been fabulous. Your circular things are very good. Will it challenge me enough that I can't name five other things that we use or eat or see all the time that are circular? Well, good luck, everyone. Keep them coming in. Only a few minutes left to vote on the Soft Drink World Cup. I did say we'd do celebrity birthdays. I've now spoken too long. We're going to have another track. Then we'll have celebrity birthdays. Honest Gov. George Michael, over to you. Time for a bit of spinning the wheel from George.
Spin.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, the most interactive show on this station. Hope you're having a lovely Tuesday evening. If you just joined us, it's Look for Circles Day today, which is what we're doing musically, thanks to your fabulous suggestions. And Spinning the Wheel was suggested by Mark Straker and Sue Burton earlier on today. Hence, we had George Michael on the airwaves. That's what happens. You make a suggestion, it's appropriate. It appears on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. And the audience challenge is still underway. Can you list enough things that are circular to stop me being able to list five of them at the end of the show? Get onto Facebook, you'll see the post. Another random one there that's a little bit more out there. Rachel Willett says, the circle line on the tube. Nice. That's the kind of thing I would have gone for to get out of it. But yes, you know me well, you've ruined it for me. Outrageous. What else? Gillian Roberts is back in. Oh, that's a shame. I hadn't thought of that, and I could have thought of it, and I like them. Jaffa Cakes, yes. She's put a big wheel, roundabouts, Jaffa Cakes, Oreos, road signs, a camera lens, a toilet roll tube, and nostrils. Oh, she said all these are Bailey's. He's really getting into it. Well done, Bailey. I had got a camera lens that could have been on my list at the end of the show, so you've ruined that for me. Oh, the challenge getting a little bit tougher, very possibly. But I did promise celebrity birthdays. Shall we only go and do that? Okay, here they come. Who's celebrating today then? Tuesday, the 2nd of November. Friends actor David Schwimmer is 55 today. Singer K.D. Lang is 60 today. Rapper Nelly is 47 today. Rugby player Danny Cipriani is 34 today. Actress Samantha Womack is 49 today. Guitarist Bruce Welch is 80 today. And had she still been alive, Marie Antoinette would have been 266 today. If it's your birthday, many happy returns to you as well. There we go, celebrity birthdays done and dusted. If you're celebrating, hope you have a lovely evening. And thanks for sharing part of your evening with me here on the airwaves, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, phoenixfm.com if you're not, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And if you're joining us online in any way, get yourself onto Mixcloud if you want to see the live webcam feed into the studio. As ever, it's all happening between 6 and 8 on a Tuesday night. Lots more of your suggested music still to come. Soft Drink World Cup, very, very close to finishing. If you haven't cast your vote, you may just have a few seconds left. I think it may be too late. Have a quick look at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter if you want to vote, if you have a preference of soft drinks on there. Results will be announced very shortly for the quarterfinals. Until then, though, a potentially tenuous link to a song. I always enjoy those. This is another one from Stuart James. Beyonce Single Ladies. How does that relate to circles? Well, if you like it, you should have put a ring on it. Touché.
song.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Beyoncé's Single Ladies, played thanks to Stuart Janes, who suggested it. Now, we've got a kind of war of song suggestions going on between Stuart Janes and Mark Straker now. Kylie's spinning around with Stuart Janes. George Michael's spinning the wheel with Sue Burton and Mark Straker. Beyoncé's Single Ladies with Stuart Janes. Next one coming up, Mark Straker again, just to make it fair. And while those last couple of tracks have been on, a few great suggestions of round things from a couple of people who regularly contribute to the show. Ron Wilmot and Gary Collins. Ron Wilmot says, round things, what a paperboy does. Now that is actually genius. I do like that. I would never have thought of that. Well done, Ron. Gary Collins, a little bit more regular. He says, Portuguese custard tarts. And he also says, pancakes. Very much depends on how you put the batter in the pan, doesn't it? But if you've got a circular frying pan, you ought to end up with a fairly circular pancake. Well done to Ron and Gary. Thanks very much for those. Going to keep the music coming. I'm going to run out of time to squeeze all your songs in. And probably after this next one, we may be able to do the results of the Soft Drink World Cup quarterfinals. The excitement's building. Mark Straker's waiting. What's coming up now? Daft Punk around the world.
Around the world, around the world, around the world.
Phoenix FM.
It took him ages to write the lyrics to that track. It's easy with some dance music, isn't it? You can imagine them sat there going, what are we going to do for this? Around the world, yeah, we've got that. No, just do it again. Yeah, okay, and after that, what? No, again? Okay, I would just do that. Yep, brilliant. Still a good track, I enjoy it. Anyway, yeah, keep it here, Phoenix 98 FM. It's time for the results of the quarterfinals of the Soft Drink World Cup. No need for the drawing of lots. This time there is a definitive result in each of these four quarterfinals. We now have our four semi-finalists. Quarterfinal 1, Lilt versus Fanta. Fanta, 32% of the vote. Lilt, 68% of the vote and goes through. Quarterfinal 2, Dr. Pepper versus Ribena. Very close. Ribena, 44%. Dr. Pepper, 56%. Dr. Pepper goes through. Quarterfinal 3, Lucozade versus Cherry Coke. Thanks to a run of votes near the end, a definitive winner. Lucozade, 34% of the vote. Cherry Coke, 66% of the vote and goes through. And then in the quarterfinal of Minnows, Orangina versus Lipton's Iced Tea. Orangina ran away with it, 22% of the vote to Lipton's 78%. To Orangina. So quarterfinal one will be Lilt versus Dr. Pepper. Semi-final one, I beg your pardon. Semi-final one will be Lilt versus Dr. Pepper. Semi-final two will be Cherry Coke versus Orangina. Look out for that in the Twitterverse in the run-up to next week's show. And also in the run-up to the next couple of seconds, David Pink has been very active again on Twitter. And he says, well, he's been trying to name circular things on there, although it's not all on Facebook, which is where I wanted it all to be altogether to see if I could beat the listeners. But I guess it counts, David. You're on Twitter, so I'll embrace that. He's talked about a Tunnock's tea cake that was sent into the stratosphere, shattering his whole belief system and membership of the Flat Earth Society. So thanks for that. But circular things, traffic speed signs, no entry signs, the O2 Arena, like that. Nice work. The letter O, yes. The roundhouse venue, well done. The rim of my wife's glass of wine, very specific but equally valid. And the end of a trumpet, a drum and a cymbal. Getting very musical there. He's also gone for a tin of celebrations, some toffee coins, a 10p, a 5p and a £1. Ooh, well done, David. He's also suggested another track. Now, this was on Stuart Pink's show earlier, but I'm going to play it again because it's got the word round in it. Time for the average white band, thanks to David Pink as well. Not long left to get your examples of everyday round things in and see if I can beat you in about 20 minutes' time.
Phoenix FM.
Bit of the average white band there, and let's go round again. Well, somehow we've only got 25 minutes left of this entire show. In 15 minutes' time, I've got to take on the listener's challenge and see if I can name five circular things that aren't in your list of circular things that's available on my Facebook profile and my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. It really is all happening. I'm excited. Hopefully you are too. I'm going to try and speak less. Get your song suggestions in, and then all the fun will be revealed in about 15 minutes' time. Now, this was a genius suggestion of songs that link to circles and look for Circles Day, because Siobhan Roxburgh said, what about Pulp and Disco 2000? I know what you're thinking. Song's not about circles. There's nothing remotely circular in that. Pulp, Disco 2000. Very well done, Siobhan Roxburgh. Loved that suggestion. Over to Jarvis and his mates. So far, I'm confident with 3 out of 5 round things. Gotta try and think of a couple more. You're doing well so far, I must say. Challenge accepted.
Oh, we were born within an hour of each other. Our mother said we could be sister and brother. Your name is Deborah. It never suited you. Said that when we grew up, we'd get married and never split up. Oh, we never did it. Although I often thought of it. Oh, Tadra, do you recall? Your house was very small, with wood chip on the wall. When I came round to call, you didn't notice me at all. And I said, let's call me up in the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? Be there to a pub by the fountain down the road. I never knew that you'd get married. I would be living down here on my own. On that damp and lonely Thursday years ago. School to get rest, and mine said that you were the best. Oh, the boys, I loved you, but I was a mess. I had to watch and try and get you undressed. We were friends, that was as far as it went. I used to walk you home sometimes, but it meant, oh, it meant nothing to you, 'cause you were so popular. Deborah, do you recall? Was very small, with wood chip on the wall. When I came round to call, you didn't notice me at all. When I said, let's all meet up in the year 2000, won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? There, 2 o'clock by the fountain down the road. Get married, I would be living down here on my own. On that damp and lonely Thursday.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, only about 20 minutes of the entire show left, which means the challenge will happen in about 10 minutes' time. I'm now confident of four answers. I'm still struggling over the fifth. I've got to say, you've done well with an exhaustive list of circular things. To make it harder for myself, I think my five things I'm thinking of have to obviously be circular, not things that can sometimes be circular and sometimes be other shapes. And something you do see kind of quite regularly, not just something obscure. So I'm making it harder for myself. Maybe stupidly. We'll work that out as I get nearer the end of the show. Anyway, a man who's now very active on Facebook, posting many circular things on there, is Paul Saunders. He also suggested a track that links to Look for Circles Day on this Tuesday, the 2nd of November. It's time for Dawn's Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round an Old Oak Tree. Well done, Paul.
FM.
Dawn's classic Tie a Yellow Ribbon there, and I'm going to make the challenge have a definite end now. We've got one more track to play after this track. Well, no, we've got a few more tracks in the show, but one more track to play before we will have the resolution to the Ben versus the Listeners challenge. Can you put enough circular, relatively everyday items on the Facebook post where I've asked you to do just that, that stops me from naming five things off the top of my head? I've got five things at the moment, so if you're going to try and stop me, you've got to think of one of the ones I've got. They're not ludicrously obscure. They are still everyday things, I would say, or things that you see fairly regularly. Anyway, there'll be some sort of debate, I'm sure, that will be raging on social media after this one. But you've got one more song to try and carry on that list of round things. Okay, and that song was suggested by Alex Morton in the run-up to the show. Thank you very much, Alex, for this one. If you joined us late, all the tracks are related to Look for Circles Day. Here's The Circle by Ocean Colour Scene.
Like wine through the window, and I know golden June can turn an empty gray against your window, and I feel like I'm inside.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. Right, I'm going to try and be quick so I can squeeze another track in before we sum up the entire show, but everybody's got very heavily involved in my request for circular things that are relatively everyday, and we've had over 70 comments on Facebook throughout the last hour or so, so well done everyone. And before I give my answers and just check, I'll very quickly go through the list and see whether they're there or not, and I'll leave it up to you to be the final judges, because I'm sure you'll be able to judge in slightly more detail than me. But thanks to everybody: Alex Kafetzoglu, Paul Milton, Sue Burton, Gillian Roberts, Bailey as well, Rachel Woollett, who else has got involved, Graham Long, Bobbo Roberts, my mum and dad, John Hutchinson, I don't want to leave anybody out, Ah, there are people that made many suggestions more than once, obviously. Annie Horn has made suggestions on there. Fabulous. Wendy Johnson, Paul Saunders. Yeah, well done to all of you guys. Absolutely fabulous. Well, here are my answers then. Everyday circular things that you haven't mentioned. Have I got away with it? First of all, a grapefruit. No one has said that. Clearly circular. Grapefruits, yes. I'm then going for an avocado stone. Oh, is that regular enough? I think so. It's inside an avocado. You don't think of it straight away. I'm also going for beef burgers. I was surprised nobody said that. There's some suggestions still coming in now as I'm giving mine. Then I'm also going for a 10-pin bowling ball. Nobody's gone for that. And finally, just to annoy everybody slightly, the Google Chrome logo. That is my five. So I've got a grapefruit, avocado stone, beef burgers, 10-pin bowling ball, Google Chrome logo. I think I've done it. I think I've beaten the listeners. While we all try and come to terms with that, here's another song suggested by Stuart Janes. It's Oasis and Roll With It, loosely circular. Well done, Stuart.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the home straight of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. As far as I'm concerned, I've beat the listeners with my five circular suggestions. Grapefruit, avocado stone, beef burger, 10-pin bowling ball and the Google Chrome logo. Have a look back through the list on my Facebook profile if you don't believe me. Anybody's judgment is welcome, although there's already some dissenting voices on there. Let's leave that, though. And thank everybody who's got involved with the show tonight. You've all been fabulous. And we have learnt that it is Practice Being Psychic Day today. It is Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day today on the 2nd of November. But most excitingly, it's been Look for Circles Day. So many people got involved with song suggestions. Apologies if yours didn't make it onto the airwaves, but to Ronald Regan, Barry Liptrot, Ian Richards, Rachel Woollett, Davey B, Cindy Wilson, Chris Tucker, John McKenzie, Laura Jean, Bob Fox, Leanne Simpson. So many people got involved. You've all been fabulous, and people mentioned throughout the show as well. I'll be back again next week. I'm going to play us out with an important song that still relates to circles. COP26 is going on in Glasgow. Shall we take a few seconds to just think about the planet? I'll leave you with MJ's Earth Song. Bye for now.
about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing feels? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore? We've done. What about all the peace that you pledged your only son? What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever?